It's 1 o'clock on the dot. This is the Boston Medium, and you are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey! Oh, it's so good to be back as always. Yes, unfortunately, this is probably our last 2 hour show. Next time, come on Paranormal Playground Sounds, probably be 1 hour, but that's okay. That's really okay because it's going to be the same thing. I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be sending the love and the magic. It was a great summer. I loved it. I had so much fun this summer, and the fun is going to continue. It's not going to stop. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum. How is everybody on this magical Tuesday? I am feeling very laid back, very divine, very ready to get into our meditation. Are you? How did everybody feel about last week? I actually had my brother come in and we talked. That was a really good show. I really enjoyed that thoroughly. I got a lot of the healing in. We got to connect with spirit fully. It was just, I felt very spiritually productive show. It was extremely magical, extremely uplifting. And I just really got inspired to do a lot of different things. So many different things I did this week. So just whether it was making music, whether it was different ways to connect with spirit musically. And one thing is now, basically, I've make meditation music, and I've decided to continuously make meditation music for this specific show. So you will be listening and hearing some meditation music, you know, throughout Paranormal Playground Sounds that I will be creating. That was fun, and I hopefully we'll get more. I mean, I'm sure we will. We'll get more guests to come in, and because I love it when people come in. It's my favorite time. It's the favorite time of the show when people come in and we talk, and I give medium readings, and I share their music. It's just great. It's wonderful. I'm just getting really excited for meditation. We're going to do... Oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow. We're going to do some auric cleansing. Auric. Cleansing the auric fields. How about that? Yeah, we're going to switch gears right there. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Whew. Kind of tired today, but I'm glad I'm here and I'm glad I made it because we can definitely come into we can definitely find that space to just relax and bring it down, calm it down, everything that's just beautiful and golden. Really get in touch with that. So let's take some nice deep breaths in and out. How about that? In and out. In and out. Again, if you're just joining us here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, Paranormal Playground Sounds, with your host, the Boston Medium, we are kicking this off with a guided meditation, cleansing the aura. As I'm here right now in this moment, Spirit has guided all of us in a magical forest in a garden. In this garden, the main thing we notice are the roots that are tying all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tying tight, firmly being rooted on the ground, being magic. Being love, being one with the trees, being one with nature. Living in the most highest excellence of love. We see all the different trees that are around us. This forest is not like any other forest we have ever seen. The sky is close to the trees. as it is close to us, closer than we've ever seen before. You can see the stars, you can see the shine through the stars so clearly, almost like you're in a movie set. You can see night sky and you can see the day sky all in one. Understand what is going on, you're in a forest, not like anywhere else, where you have day and night in one day. One half of the sky is filled with clouds, blue hues of the most bluest colors, sunshine, that afternoon shine. The other half of the sky is dark and starry and spacey, and it is midnight, and it is close to you. The sky is closer to you than you've ever felt before in your life, or you've ever seen in your life how close the sky is. It's so close that if you were to climb the closest tree, you could touch it right now. Reach out your hand and touch it. As we're in this forest, you notice it resembles kind of like the Wizard of Oz. If you've ever seen the Wizard of Oz, you remember what that forest looked like with the yellow brick road, the patchy green grass, the trees with apples on them. You go, as you walk on your journey through the forest, looking at how magical this is and how you are in awe of being in the forest of the Wizard of Oz. You grab the apple from the tree, the reddest, ripe, juiciest apple you could find, and you bite into the apple. And you can feel the nutrition, the nourishment going down your soul. You feel your soul and your body being fed by the one promise of the God spirit inside the earth that gives and gives and gives. Oh, how Mother Nature just gives to us and never stops. How Mother Nature loves us so unconditionally that it always gives, and there's nothing that's never keeping from this giving. Immerse yourself into this energy of giving, in this space of giving, and what that feels like. Remember how good it feels when somebody gives to you. Remember how magical it feels when somebody loves you so unconditionally. Have you ever needed help financially? Has somebody ever just paid the bill for your meal? Has somebody just ever walked up to you, gave you a gift, a total stranger? Did you get a present in the mail from a loved one or family? Did you get the most extravagant gift for your birthday, unexpected? Have you ever been left in that questioning, why did they give this to me? How am I so deserving of such a gift? And we come back and we understand, because you are loved, because you are so valuable and so important. Everything and everyone around you who sees you, they are so grateful for your existence, and that's why they give, and that's why you receive these magical gifts. That's why you have tuned in right now, because your higher self and your spirit and the universe wanted to nourish you, nourish your vibration right now in this moment. And as we're in this vibration of love and feeling the nourishment of the apple from the tree and understanding the awareness of how Mother Nature just gives to us and how we are just loved and nourished by all the beautiful, magical food and that's cultivated by the sunshine and water, all the natural elements of the earth. We continue on our journey and we continue on this yellow brick road. Ooh. We get closer and closer to the Emerald City, where the wizard is. The sky is still a mixture of the yin and yang, light and dark, night and day. We are immersed in duality, and we exist here. Feel the outside air. Feel the breeze. Feel that beginning of fall where the heat is still visible. The heat is still here, but it gets darker soon. It's a cooler breeze and you do need a light jacket towards the evening. And it's the most wonderful feeling, that neutral weather. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. How nourishing it is and how beautiful it is to be in fall. Feel yourself living in total abundance. Picture all the fall leaves that are your favorite. Picture every single thing about fall that you love and surround yourselves around that. And feel that abundance coming into you. As we're walking down the yellow brick road and we approach Emerald City and we approach the Wizard's Castle. We are here and we arrive to the Wizard's Castle and we knock on the door. A pleasant surprise awaits you as the door opens. The person who opens the door is a loved one. A loved one who has crossed over, a deceased loved one. They've come to tell you such good news. They've come to tell you everything you've been waiting to hear, everything you are ready to hear right now in this moment. Every day is a new beginning. Every day is the opening to something magnificent and brand new always. This message is just for you. What is this message that they have to share? Desperate desire inside of us for the wizard to grant us. What is this? Remember, Dorothy and all her friends, Tin Man, Lion, Scarecrow, wanted to see the wizard. They all wanted specific things. And the biggest magic about it was that all those things were already within them. And it's the same with you. Anything that you need to ask the wizard right now, know that it's already within you. The good news is that it's already there. But the wizard, is just here to remind you that it can manifest in full effect now. Gather up what it is that you wish for. Ask the wizard. And just like Dorothy, click your heels and it's there. You're already home. Whatever it is that you want and desire, it's already within you. It's already home. You're already home. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. as you embody your highest manifestations, as you are in the presence of all your loved ones and all your spiritual guides, we get ready to come back to waking reality. We come ready to come back here. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Feel the love that you just engaged in the magic. I wish you a beautiful, peaceful day where you can see spirit and you are truly connected to spirit. Amen. Oh, that was just, I loved it. I really loved that. And I'm surprised I got through that as tired as I am. Actually, you know, spirit does miracles. Helps you when you can't, sometimes when you can't fulfill 100% your humanly, you know, physically where you're at. They just come in. They're like, no problem. No, and again, it's a great reminder of just because you didn't get enough sleep, because you didn't eat enough, or because you didn't do this, or because about 5 minutes ago you had an ailment or a sickness, or about a day ago you had a sickness. Every moment is different. You can be tired one moment and full of energy the next. It's all about getting into the miracle. It's all about pushing through and pushing forward and getting in. This is the world of magic. It's a world of miracles, and wake up to it. Wake up to the most beautiful part of it. Amen. Okay, let's get into some music. So I wanted to play some Eddie Cochran Summertime Blues. Why? Because it's like, and it's already fall, but I feel like it's still summer, and it's the end of the summer. It's still summer out there. Come on, I'm wearing shorts for crying out loud and a sleeveless shirt. Come on, let's get to reality. It's still summer, and it's still gonna be summer till October. That's just how it is. Just like it's gonna be winter till April. That's New England for you. We got a great playlist. I got some surprises. We got a lot of, I'm really excited to play Pat Boone. I'm just excited. I don't know. I'm just excited to play Pat Boone. Who else we got? We got a lot of, I'm just, next week, I'm really, really gnarly about this. My mom, she got me, she's listening right now. What up, Maggie? She got me a collection, and it was like from the thrift store. So it had like Judy Garland, Buddy Holiday, Billie Holiday, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, like Louis Armstrong, all the old jazz. And I'm so stoked to be able, it's like, it had like CDs. I think it was missing one, but it had like four cassettes. And then there was a booklet that went with it. It was such a collector's. Oh yeah, she got me a Louis Armstrong Hello Dolly vinyl. And I'm just so excited and so stoked about that. So we're gonna have a huge celebration next week with that music. So I'm excited about all of that stuff. So let's get into it. You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio.
No die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. But if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday.
Use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a
never find vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I wonder, wonder who, whoa,
who wrote the book of love?
Tell me, tell me, tell me, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer, was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who, who wrote the book of love? Who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her, you're never, 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 ever going to part. In chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who, do
who? Who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder who, no, who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her, you never, 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 never gonna part. In chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do.
Who wrote the book of love? I wonder who.
Yeah.
Who wrote the book of love?
On a day like today, time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our
sun. to do is dream.
Of her orange crayon. tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. Lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Miss me.
Listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, the Boston Medium. What's going on, everybody? I hope you like that section, stuff I play to play some Righteous Brothers, Mel Carter, Pat Boone. I love that. Which way you going, Billy? Yeah, I got the jams. Got the classics. Whoo! I think it's PSA time. Don't you? Here we go. Emergency preparedness. PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared. Where am I? So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. So I'm going to leave you off here with a Alan Watts remix. Do you all know who Alan Watts is? Well, you're about to find out. This is really cool what you're about to get into, what I'm about to get you into. So this is going to be a little bit of like an opening and a spiritual kind of like, you're going to wake up a little bit with this. So let me give it to you. Woo!
Like the crest and the trough of a wave. You can't have a wave that is all trough and no crest, just as you can't have a wave which is all crest and no trough. Such a thing has never been manifested in the physical universe. They go together. And that is the secret. There really is no other secret than that. Anxiety is the fear that one of a pair of opposites might cancel the other forever. And if by any chance, by any means, you find out that that is not so, you have an entirely new attitude to what human beings are doing, which may be very creative, but which also may be very dangerous. You see through the game. see, what is, let me speak specifically for a moment. I said the subject of this is LSD. LSD is one such chemical that does produce this curious effect. And that is what I will call the sensation, as well as the intellectual understanding, of polarity. That is to say, that the inside and the outside, the subjective and the objective, the self and the other, go together. In other words, there is a harmony, an unbreakable harmony. When I'm using the word harmony, I don't necessarily mean something sweet. I mean absolute concordant relationship between what goes on inside your skin and what goes on outside your skin. It isn't that what goes on outside is so powerful that it pushes around and controls what goes on inside. Equally so, it isn't that what goes on inside is so strong that it often succeeds in pushing around what goes on outside. It is very simply that the two processes, the two behaviors, are one. What you do is what the universe does. And what the universe does is also what you do. Superficial ego, which is a very small, little, tiny area of your conscious sensitivity, but you in the sense of your total psychophysical organism, conscious as well as unconscious. This is not something that arrived in the world from somewhere else altogether, that confronts an alien reality. What you are is the universe, in fact, the works, what there is, and always has been, and always will be forever and ever, performing an act called John Doe. And this is such a subversion of common sense, but is in fact, matter of fact, something, if you stop to think about it, that is completely obvious. Teachers and your aunts and uncles and your older brothers and sisters got together and they told you who you were. They defined you as Johnny, who's just Johnny. And don't you come on too strong, Johnny, because, no, you've got elders and betters around you. But you're responsible. You're a free agent. You'd better be. And so, when you are told from childhood that you are expected and commanded to behave in a way that will be acceptable only if you do it voluntarily, you remain permanently mixed up. That, if anything, is permanent brain damage. So, but that's the idea, you see, because that's the game we're playing. You started it. I didn't. See? That's the game we're playing. And it is the witch than which there is no witcher, which they call the Brahman, or the Atman with a capital A, meaning the self. You are only just kidding that you're just poor little me. See, the function of a guru, that is to say a spiritual teacher in India, is to look, give you a funny look in the eye, because he sees in you the Brahman, the Godhead, just claiming it's poor little me. And he's going to eventually, by all sorts of subtle techniques that are called in Sanskrit upaya, that in politics means chicanery, and in spiritual education means skillful pedagogy, he is going to try and kid you back into realizing who you really are.
You are listening to the Boston Medium, Paranormal Playground Sounds, here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I hope you enjoyed that tidbit. That Alan Watts remix. I really like that. Some good inspirational spiritual speaking behind some beats. That can never go wrong. How you guys doing so far? So good. We got a whole nother hour of this magic. You better savor it, because next time, because we're going to be going from 1 hour, cutting it back, and it's okay. It's all groovy. I'm still excited. I'm still excited for Paranormal Playground Sounds, and you should too. Call in if you'd like. The number up here is 855-915-9636. Call in if you ever want a medium reading, for free medium reading. Talk about your paranormal experiences. Calling in for more information if you ever have questions about the spirit world and the spirit realm. Right here. Here's your number. You have it. On to paranormal things. So, paranormal things that happened this week. Ooh, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash. I had an interaction with his spirit. He always talks to me constantly. I remember one time at my store, or the store at Ritual Arts in Alston, where I do medium readings out of. They got in a shipment of a book, and they just randomly got a Johnny Cash biography. And I'm like, this is mine. Hallelujah. Thank you. And then literally, I walk to the store about 5 minutes later. I find a Johnny Cash t-shirt over at the thrift store, Urban Renewal. And it was like, yep, Johnny's talking to me. Johnny's talking. It was awesome. And so recently I was buying some sound equipment, and I was going to buy my microphone specifically, and I was going into Mr. Music Man over in, which is a great store. Shout out to everyone there at Mr. Music Man. Thank you. I highly recommend it, over in Alston. And I was going in there to buy a microphone. And before I went in, while I was going in, I heard Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. And backtrack, what happened was actually literally right before I got into the shop, I was just in my own zone. I was in my head, and I saw a flash of Johnny Cash in his military suit. And it was just a black and white photo, and it was just a really pleasant feeling, and it made me feel good. And I was like, oh, that's nice, like just seeing his image. And literally 5 minutes later, this is as I'm walking to the store, I go into the store and I hear Walk the Line. And then literally the next day, it was like, oh yeah, this is his anniversary of when he died. And it's like, everything come together is great. I love it. And so those are the good interactions I have, where it's just like, okay, you gotta play some Johnny Cash. Of course I'm playing Johnny Cash in the next hour. You know what this is? And we got to play, it was awesome because we got to play some Tupac last week, and his anniversary was right in the same time, September 13th, or 14th, I forgot which one, but it was on the cusp of that. So I'm glad we got to play some Tupac. Got those radio edits. And again, a huge communicator with Tupac in his spirit. Full force, 100%. It was a good week. It was actually, yeah, it was a really, really good week until this weekend where everything just got really busy. Just kidding. Until this weekend. No, I'm just kidding. But it did. Things just got super, super hectic this weekend. That's why I'm exhausted today. But it was actually a fun,